Thanks for tuning in to 49ers.com. This week for our weekly conversation, we're starting things off the 2013 regular season with Kyle Williams. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem.
All right, man, you officially on the depth chart as the number two receiver starting alongside Anquan Boldin. What does that really mean to you?
First of all, it means a lot because of the fact that, you know, I didn't get any preseason action. So that basically, to me, means that, you know, the body of work that I put in and the work I've done in the classroom shows them that, you know, I'm ready at this point to take that and to run with it. And, you know, to be in there with the guys that we have, you know, across that offense and to be mentioned as one of the starters is big. And I fully accept that responsibility and look to do things with it.
Yeah, now you didn't get any work in the preseason, but I know as well as anybody, you were one of the guys working all off season as hard as anybody. May not have been on the field, but you were doing a lot of things off the field. Talk about your approach.
The approach that I took to the rehab is one that I think me and Kendall Hunter took like. It was attack it. You know, you hear a lot of guys come back from injuries that are serious and season-ending, and they say that they're different or they didn't feel right until this many months. We wanted to feel right going into day one, and we kind of built off each other with how we worked, and, you know, it was a competition. You know, we wanted who was going to get better first and who was going to be back first. It was a competition. And the work that I had to do to get back, just to run, just to be able to walk normal and to run normal and to have a day where I went where I can actually run the next day, you know, and putting days together, that makes all of this feel so much better, because when you have everything taken away from you, you appreciate it much more. And it sounds cliche, but it's actually true. You know, just to be able to go out to practice and be able to run all the routes and to actually get tired running, you know, it's something you didn't miss before. But when you're sitting there watching and you can't do anything, you start to cherish that type of stuff. You cherish the work. You appreciate the work. And that's something that I have loved so far, getting back into it, just a little stuff like that, just like getting winded out there with my guys and, you know, being dog tired, and I'm doing it with them. So it's work, and you appreciate it.
It always seems like every offseason, and I always kind of say it every time I started training camp, I'm like, Kyle looks even faster than he was necessarily before. It's like you notice that you put in time and that you bulk up. I mean, kind of where do you get really that work ethic?
It comes from a few things, but I would say the main thing comes from these guys. You see guys like Patrick Willis, Navarro, Cowboy. These guys work every single day. And to not get in line with those great players and how they're doing it, guys that have done it and done it and done it and done it consistently, to not fall in line with these guys, you know, you're just stupid. You're not paying attention. You're not getting with the program. So, you know, I've over time now, I've become one of those guys where, you know, other guys look to get with the program, because that's a standard around here. That's the way we work, and that's the way we go about our business, and that's not going to change for a long time. So that's something that you have to do individually. That's something that you have to do as a team, and you'll continue to have success.
I know it's going to be big for you to run out onto the field and maybe for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
But you not only get to do that, you get to do it at home.
Yeah.
And you get to do it against a team that the 49ers have a lot of tradition playing.
You know what? It's a blessing. It really is, to have that chance and opportunity just to show what you have, you know. And as a player, as an NFL player, as a college player, that's all you ask for is an opportunity to put your talents on display, to put your hard work on display. And I have a great opportunity right now, and I can tell you this much, I'm not going to let that slip away.